pray to them, to minister to them. And Father, I pray that they will have an open heart. First of all, open ears to hear and to hear your word, and an open heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that they will not reject your word, but they will receive it because you want to minister to them. Thank you, Father God, for your call upon my life and the anointing upon my life to minister your word. And Father, we will forever give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All righty. Go ahead now and turn in your Bibles to the book of James. The book of James. Hallelujah. Book of James. Chapter 4, as a matter of fact. James chapter 4. Now, I'm going to read just one verse, at least as of now, I'm just going to read one verse here, and that would be, well, I tell you what, I changed my mind. I'm going to read two verses as of now. Verse 7, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Now, verse 8 is where I'm going here. Verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Hallelujah. Let me read verse 8 again. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Amen. I'll stop right there, at least for now. And my subject this evening is get close to God and stay close to God. Get close to God and stay close to God. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that there's so many things out there that are screaming, literally screaming for our attention. And if we give attention to everything that's grabbing at us and yelling at us and clawing at us, it's going to cause us to walk away from God. And sometimes it can be so subtle. Sometimes it can be so subtle. And that's the reason we have to stay sharp. That's the reason we have to stay prayed up. Amen. Can I get amen on the prayed up? Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is not obsolete, although some folk act like it is. But prayer is not obsolete. Prayer is vitally necessary in our walk with the Lord. You hear me? Prayer is vitally necessary. We gotta have one-on-one with God every day. We should have, anyway. We should have one-on-one with God every day of our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So prayer is vitally necessary for that. And there's some other things that we will cover. But I want Christians to be alert. I want Christians to be sharp. God doesn't want us sleeping. God doesn't even want us dozing. And I'm not talking physically. Although I have to admit, as pastor, I don't want you dozing off on me either while I'm preaching. I got a few laughs, but I didn't get not one amen on that. Amen. Glory to God. No, I don't want you dozing off on me while I'm preaching. But let me tell you something. God don't want you dozing off on him spiritually. He don't want you dozing off and eventually falling to sleep. Down through the generations, ever since Jesus came, there have been challenges to the Christian walk, the spiritual walk, the walk with Christ. There have been challenges. There have been challenges. And so we have to do what the Word of God says do, which is fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Yes, now, if you're going to fight, that means you've got to do something. You just can't sit by idly and hope everything's going to work out. You've got to do something. Now, when we say fight, we're not talking about fighting with one another. Now, there's some folks good at that. They're experts at that because they've been doing that for years. Even some church folks been fighting for years, talking about each other for years. They have become pros at it. Don't have to think about it. Just do it. But that's not the type of fight or the kind of fight that God has called us to. He's called us to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold on eternal life and resist the devil. I just read that in verse 7, didn't I? Resist the devil and he will flee from us, because the Word of God also tells us that he walks around as a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He just walks around as a roaring lion. He's pretending to be a roaring lion so he can deceive us if it's possible. But the Bible says he walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. When the Word of God says seeking whom he may devour, that also means there's some he may not devour, or there's some he won't devour. There's some that will not allow him to devour them. Those are the ones that are awake, sharp. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. But what he tries to do is rock us to sleep, sing you a lullaby while you doze off to sleep. And again, I'm speaking in spiritual terms here. Guess what? I'm talking to parents now, and you parents out there as well. I'm sure you've experienced this some point in your life while you were parenting your children. You come home, maybe you're tired, maybe you come home from work, you're tired. You sit down in your favorite chair. Now, you've already given your children instructions of what they are to do and not to do. You sit down in your favorite chair, and guess what? You doze off to sleep. Guess what? Now the children misbehaving, because mama's asleep, daddy's asleep. They don't know what we're doing. Mom and daddy snoring. So now they're misbehaving. Now they're doing things they shouldn't be doing, looking at things they shouldn't be looking at, and so forth. Let me tell you something. When Christians doze off to sleep, the devil goes to work. Because John tells us, listen to this, John tells us that greater is he that is within us, right? Amen. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ has given us authority over all the works of the enemy. You with me? You with me out there? He has given us authority over all the works of the enemy. Therefore, if we are awake and we see him up to something, guess what? We're going to start praying. We're going to start rebuking. We're going to take our authority and begin to walk in, at least I hope you will, walk in your God-given authority. But guess what? You can't do that if we sleep. We can't do that if we're dozing. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So now, let me get back to where I was at earlier. Get close to God and stay close to God. Hallelujah. We should want, you know what? I want to be close to God for at least two reasons. There are more reasons, but I want to be close to God. The main reason I want to walk close to God is because I love him. I love him. I love him. Yes, I know he loves me. He loved me first. But I love him. And I want to walk close to the one I love. Not only do I love him, but I want to, get this, I want to be loyal to him. I want to be loyal to him. I made a commitment to be loyal to him. No wonder the Bible compares our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to the marriage between the man and his wife. Amen. Marriage is a God thing. God himself performed the first marriage. Adam and Eve. God performed the first marriage. And so if you love your wife, and I hope every husband listening to me or watching me, I hope you love your wife. I hope you love your wife. She may not be perfect, but love her anyway. Because you ain't either. Hallelujah. But if you love your wife, guess what? You want to be close to her. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
You wives, if you love your husband, you want to be close to him, right?
Amen.
Amen. Well, the husband-wife relationship is patterned after our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We love him, and we should be loyal to him. And that's the second thing. In a marriage, you want loyalty. If there's anything that can break up a marriage union, it's disloyalty, infidelity. Even God dealing with the nation of Israel, with the Jews, many times he told them that they were adulterers. He called them adulterers. Why? Because they had gone after other gods. They had gone after other gods, and they no longer loved him, but they were, you know, you love whatever you go after, whatever you pursue. So they loved other gods, And they walked away from him, and he called them adulterers. So I want to make sure that I stay close to God because I love him and because I'm going to continue to be loyal to him. I want to read verse 8 to you, James 4, verse 8, from the New Living Translation. It says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty, there's that word, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let me read that again. And this is a New Living Translation. James chapter 4, verse 8. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Now, this is talking to believers that's in a backslidden state, that's drifting in the wrong direction. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts for your loyalty. It didn't say you need to get saved. It's talking about your loyalty. Your loyalty. Say your loyalty is divided between God and the world. You hear so many people say, and they mean it, many of them, most of them, I believe, mean this when they say, you know what, I just want to see God move in my life. I just want to see God do something great in me. How many of you that I can see, you want God to do something great with you? Raise your hand. Raise it high. If you mean, raise it high. Amen. Yeah. You want God to do something great in your life, and I have my hands up too. I want God to do something great with me. I want to be used by him. Now, we see something here in verse 8. God says that if we draw close to him, he will do what? Draw close to us. Yes, I know. The Bible says God will never leave us and he'll never forsake us. That's the word of God. That can't be changed. God will never leave us, and God will never forsake us. But let me tell you something. God cannot work with us the way he wants to work with us if he has to work with us and we'll try to work with us or try to use us and we're moving back in the wrong direction or we're doing what we want to do. We have to understand that God created us to do his will. Oh, let me say that again. We were born to do the will of God. Amen. Remember what we call the Lord's Prayer? Jesus told him to pray in this manner. One of the things he said is what? Thy will be done. Where? On earth. As it is in heaven. Or you can say it this way. Thy will be done on earth as it is already being done in heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. It's a place of utopia. Let me tell you something. It don't get no better than heaven. Say that again. It don't get no better than heaven. God has the best waiting for us. But here's the thing. The angels, the saints, all the heavenly beings are doing the will of God. They're pleasing God. There is not one saint, listen to me, there's not one child of God that has died and they were born again, they went to heaven. There's not one of them right now that God is displeased at in heaven. There's not a one, God said, if you don't get your act together, I'm going to kick you out of here. You're going down to the other place. Not a one. You hear me? Not a one. God's will is being done in heaven. Guess what? The Bible tells us that our, y'all ready for this? The Bible tells us that our citizenship, we in our earth body right now, but the Bible tells us that our citizenship is also in heaven because we're born again. I am a citizen in heaven. My name is written in the book of life. Yours written in the book of life. Go ahead and shout amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. You out there too, shout hallelujah, shout amen. If you know that your name is written in the Lamb book of life. So I'm a citizen in heaven. Yes, sir, I'm a heavenly citizen. Yeah, I'm a citizen of the earth too because I'm still in my body. But let me tell you something. Because I'm a citizen in heaven, because my name is written in the Lamb's book of life, and because the will of God is joyously being done in heaven, guess what? You and I is supposed to bring some heaven to this earth. Whenever you pray with someone to get born again, and they give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's a touch of heaven. Matter of fact, the Bible says the angels rejoice when one gets saved, when one come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels rejoice. It is our job. Thy will be done on earth as it is already being done in heaven. That's our job. That's our job. To bring heaven to the earth.
Amen.
Glory. See, the Bible tells, Jesus said, and we got to understand this, we are the light of the world. We are the heavenly light to the world. We are the light of Jesus Christ to the world. To those that, why do you need light anyway? Light illuminates darkness. And by the way, light is more powerful than darkness. Amen. When you turn the lights on, darkness, it goes. Yeah, when you turn the light on, darkness goes because light is more powerful than darkness. Jesus Christ was the light of God. He came into this dark world and he defeated darkness. The light whipped the darkness. And so we are the light of the world, and wherever we go, darkness is supposed to flee. When you lay your hands on someone praying for their bodies, their sickness, God heals them. Guess what? A little heaven came down and touched them.
Amen.
Because let me tell you something. Y'all already know this. Y'all, those of you that are here already know this. And I'm sure many of you that's watching right now, you already know this. There is no sickness in heaven.
Amen.
There is no sickness in heaven. There is no sin in heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was in the service, I used to hear guys joke about, you know, they felt like heaven was boring. I got news for you. It's not. It is not. So they joke around, and I'd be afraid to joke like that, but joke around by going to hell and laying up on a palm tree and have a few naked women or half-naked women with palm branches and to have the drinks in the hand and they're being fanned, you know. I got news for you. That ain't what's happening in heaven. I mean, excuse me, in hell. It ain't happening in heaven either. Ain't no naked women fanning nobody up there. But it sure ain't happening in hell. That is a place of torment. It's a place of torment. Thank God Jesus came that we didn't have to go to that awful place. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So now Jesus said that we are the light of the world. And then he went on to say that we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. That's the reason the world's trying to get rid of the salt. We're the ones, but they don't realize we're the ones that's holding the thing together. So one thing about salt, and the reason we use salt is it flavors. It brings flavor. Amen. It makes some food worth eating. Without gagging. You hear me? Jesus said, You are the salt of the earth. And so he went on to say, don't lose your saltiness. Amen. Don't lose your saltiness. Stay salty. Keep your light bright like a candle or a lantern on the top of a hill, on top of a hill, because we are the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. But in order to stay salty, in order to be a bright light, we're going to have to get close to God. We're going to have to walk close to him. And God says, if you get close to me, I'm going to get close to you, which means you're going to walk in a greater anointing. You're going to walk in a greater anointing. Hallelujah. Those of you that raised your hand that you want to get that you want to be close to God, I want to ask you another question. How many of you are going to do something about it? Yeah. Now, there's room for all. I'm not saying you're not walking close to God. Don't read anything into this that I'm not saying. I'm not saying you're not walking close to God. But you know what? I got my hand up. I want to get even closer. I want to get even closer because when I'm walking close to God, then I can walk in a greater anointing. Hallelujah. I can serve him with a greater anointing on my life. Greater anointing on my life. Not only that, I can walk with a greater knowledge of him. Greater knowledge of him. Because when you're walking close with somebody, when you're walking close with someone or you're drawing close to someone, guess what? You are getting to know them better. You can't get close to someone without getting to know them better. If somebody ever walk up to you and tell you, I don't know who you think you are. The way you act, you think you God or something. Just look at them real lovingly and sweet and say, well, thank you for that compliment. Because that's what I'm trying to do, be more like him. I'm not him. I'm just trying to be more like him. After all, that's his instructions to me, to be more like him. So thank you very much. Because I am his ambassador while I'm here in this earth. Amen. It's all right to act like Jesus. No, we're not Jesus. But it's all right to act like Jesus. Oh, he is our elder brother, by the way. He is our elder brother. He's our Lord and Savior. He wants us to get closer to him so that we can walk in this greater anointing, so we can have a greater knowledge of him, so we can walk in a greater wisdom. How many of you know Christians need wisdom? Let me say that again. Christians need wisdom. More wisdom. Hallelujah. our wisdom. Wisdom is the stability of our time. You find a wise man or wise woman with godly wisdom, I tell you what, you can't defeat them. How many times did they try to trip Jesus up? And in his wisdom, he always came back. They'd ask him a crazy question, and then he would come back with another question that would shut their mouths. And they would have to walk away sometimes with their heads down. Folks, and I'm getting ready to close. Come on, musicians, praise God. I'm getting ready to close. But there's one thing I want to do, and I believe you do too, is walk in a greater wisdom. Walk in greater wisdom. Praise God. Godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Bless God. Where has the time gone, folks? Seems like I just started. Seems like I just started, y'all. What do y'all think about it out there? Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you, whatever you do, get close to God. Draw closer to him. Amen. Draw closer. Whatever you can do, do that to get closer to him. And I promise you, he's going to get closer to you. You're going to know him in a greater way, and he's going to use you in a mighty way, because that's the reason we're here anyway, to please him, to glorify him. Amen. God works in this earth through his people. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we love you so much.